Kenya's Gen's protest. A path forward for African youth and government relations. Welcome to First Africa special report on the Gen's protest in Kenya. Today, we delve deep into the causes, effects, and potential solutions to the ongoing tensions between African youth and their governments. This documentary aims to provide an unreserved and unbiased analysis of the situation, offering insights into the struggles and aspirations of a generation demanding change. Episode 1. The Genesis of Gen's Protests in the Bustling Streets of Nairobi. A wave of discontent among the youth has erupted into a powerful movement known as the Gen's Protest. This uprising did not emerge overnight. It is the culmination of years of frustration and disillusionment. The catalysts for this movement are multifaceted, rooted in systemic issues such as unemployment. Despite being one of Africa's largest economies, Kenya faces a severe youth unemployment crisis. According to recent statistics, nearly 40% of young Kenyans are unemployed, leading to widespread economic insecurity and despair. Corruption. Rampant corruption within the government has eroded trust and faith in public institutions. Young people, in particular, feel disenfranchised as they witness their futures being compromised by corrupt practices and mismanagement of resources. Political marginalization. The youth have long felt excluded from the political process. Their voices are often ignored, and their concerns are sidelined in favor of older generations who dominate the political landscape. Economic inequality. The gap between the rich and the poor continues to widen, with many young Kenyans struggling to access basic services such as education and healthcare. These issues have ignited a firestorm of activism, with young people taking to the streets, demanding justice, accountability, and meaningful change. Episode 2. The impact of the protests. The Gen's protests have had a profound impact on Kenyan society and beyond. Here are some of the notable effects. Increased awareness. The protests have brought global attention to the plight of Kenyan youth, highlighting the urgent need for reforms. International media coverage and social media campaigns have amplified their voices, garnering solidarity from young activists worldwide. Government response. The Kenyan government has been forced to respond, albeit with mixed reactions. While some officials have acknowledged the legitimacy of the protesters' demands and called for dialogue, others have resorted to heavy-handed tactics, including arrests and the use of force to suppress demonstrations. Societal division. The protests have also exposed deep societal divisions. While many support the youth's demands for change, others fear instability and chaos. This polarization underscores the need for a comprehensive approach to address the underlying issues. Empowerment. Perhaps most importantly, the protests have empowered a new generation of leaders and activists. Young Kenyans are no longer willing to accept the status quo. They are organizing, mobilizing, and pushing for a better future. Episode 3. The Way Forward. To forge a path forward, it is essential to address the root causes of the discontent and build a framework for constructive engagement between African youth and their governments. Here are some key recommendations. Youth inclusion in governance. Political reforms. Implement policies that ensure meaningful youth participation in political processes. This includes lowering the age threshold for political office and creating youth advisory councils to provide direct input on policy decisions. Leadership training. Invest in programs that cultivate young leaders, equipping them with the skills and knowledge needed to navigate the political landscape effectively. Economic opportunities. Job creation. Develop targeted economic policies that stimulate job growth, particularly in sectors where youth have a competitive advantage, such as technology and creative industries. Entrepreneurship support. Provide access to capital, mentorship, and training for young entrepreneurs to foster innovation and self-employment. Anti-corruption measures. Transparency and accountability. Strengthen anti-corruption agencies and implement stringent measures to ensure transparency in government operations. This includes public disclosure of officials' assets and independent audits of government projects. Civic education. Promote civic education programs that empower citizens, especially youth, to hold their leaders accountable. Education and skills development. Access to quality education. Ensure that all young people have access to quality education that prepares them for the modern workforce. This includes investing in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics education. Vocational training. Expand vocational training programs to equip youth with practical skills that are in demand in the labor market. Dialogue and reconciliation. National dialogue. Initiate a national dialogue that includes representatives from the youth, government, civil society, and other stakeholders to address grievances and find common ground. Reconciliation initiatives. Implement reconciliation programs that bridge societal divides and promote unity and understanding. The Gen X protests in Kenya are a powerful reminder of the potential and determination of African youth. Their demands for justice, accountability, and opportunity are not just about Kenya. They resonate across the continent. For meaningful progress, it is imperative that governments listen, engage, and work collaboratively with young people to build a future that is inclusive, prosperous, and just. Thank you for joining us in this special report. Stay tuned for more in-depth analysis and stories that matter. Until next time, keep advocating for change and never stop believing in the power of youth activism. By Jide Adesina.